SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Egypt has agreed to allow 20 truckloads of aid to cross its border into Gaza to ease a dire humanitarian situation. President Biden is back in the U.S. following his one-day visit to Israel, marred by the deadly explosion outside a Gaza hospital.
President Biden said Israel had been, as he put it, badly victimized, but added that he'd been blunt with Benjamin Netanyahu about the need to avoid being consumed by rage. His visit to Israel was overshadowed by Tuesday's explosion, prompting Arab leaders to cancel scheduled summit talks with the U.S. in Amman. Mr. Biden also said his administration supported Israel's contention that it was not to blame for the hospital blast, which has prompted angry protests throughout the region.
The BBC's David Willis, and there have been protests in the U.S., including on Capitol Hill, where hundreds of demonstrators took over the Cannon House office building. The demonstrators demanding a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, and there were numerous arrests. This evening, President Biden will address the nation from the White House. Also at SRNNews.com, a second vote, and House Republicans have still not managed to elect a new Speaker of the House.
People have to put aside their own parochial interests for the good of the team here. And right now, it just doesn't seem like people are willing to do that.
Congressman Mike Gallagher on the Salem Radio Network. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is the nominee, and another vote is expected today. One Marine is dead, another in custody, in what authorities at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, described as a homicide last night in a barracks room. No further details. Stocks modestly higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 22 points. The Nasdaq ahead 13 points. This is SRN News. New poll charts the connections between American Jews and the State of Israel.
The vast majority of Jewish people in this country vote Democrat and are often critical of Israel, but that doesn't mean they don't love the Jewish state at a fundamental level. According to a survey from the Pew Research Center, 82% of American Jews say caring about Israel is essential to what being Jewish means to them. 60% say they have a lot in common with Israeli Jews, and nearly half have visited the country at least one time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sex change operations on children would be banned in Wisconsin under a Republican bill passed this week. But Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto the measure. Republicans don't have enough votes for an override. More than 20 other states have enacted laws that bar doctors from performing irreversible surgeries on youngsters for the purpose of living as a member of the opposite sex. This is SRN News. Amazon pioneering a new way to deliver prescription drugs.
The e-commerce giant will become the latest company to test drone deliveries. Customers in College Station, Texas, can now get prescriptions delivered by drone within an hour of placing their order. The drone is programmed to fly from a delivery center with a secure pharmacy. It will travel to the customer's address, descend to about 13 feet, and drop a padded package. Other companies that have tested prescription drone deliveries include CVS Health. John Scott reporting.
A Russian-American journalist working for U.S. government-funded Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, has been detained in Russia and is charged with failing to register as a foreign agent. Alsu Karmasheva is the second U.S. journalist to be detained in Russia so far this year. He could be sentenced to up to 5 years in prison if convicted. More details at srnnews.com.